Thank you for your continued generosity as we seek to address the many needs that are present here in our own community. Even as we do so, we look beyond this community as well to some of the issues of the larger world that we like to focus on and bring our Unitarian Universalist religious values and principles to. And in that vein, I'm very happy to introduce, to make a presentation to us, Pam Kelly, who is with the New Hampshire Faithful Democracy Project. This is being done in cooperation with both our UU Association, our Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, and the New Hampshire portion of our New Hampshire-Vermont district. It's been my pleasure to know Pam over the last several years. Our Social Justice Committee invited her to be here this morning to have a conversation after our service today about some of the models she is looking at with congregations looking to do social justice work. And so we want to give Pam a few moments in the service to introduce herself and invite you to the conversation that she'll be having following the service. I believe that's to be held in the fellowship room beginning at 11:30. Pam, it's good to have you.
Thanks so much, Steve, and thank you for inviting me. Thanks to Adrienne George, your social justice chair, for making this gathering possible. I come to you courtesy of the New Hampshire-Vermont Unitarian Universalist District, and I'm the social justice staff person hired by the District Social Responsibility Committee with funding provided by both the Unitarian Universalist Association and the Unitarian Service Committee. We're just providing funding for a few states, and New Hampshire is one of those. The challenge is to see if in this moment of history, poised as we are, as a nation between red and blue, we can build networks of Unitarian Universalist congregations that are linked statewide for effective social justice ministry. It's not being done in any state among the Unitarian Universalist churches in any state in the country. New Hampshire Faithful Democracy has become a kind of incubator for this new generation of Unitarian Universalist statewide programs. Can you hear me? Move the mic. Oh, don't touch it. Okay. All right, thank you. The question is, why New Hampshire? Part of it is that New Hampshire is neither red nor blue. It's a purple state. It's in the middle. It plays a consistently significant role in the ideological balance between right and left. But there's an even more important reason. Being from New Hampshire carries a very particular responsibility. We are the state that frames the debate on issues for the entire nation during that full year before the presidential primary. As you know, candidates traverse the state, every nook and cranny, followed by the National Press Corps in their search for a state's endorsement for the presidential primary. Those of us from New Hampshire have this both opportunity and responsibility to help frame issues for the entire nation. But to do so effectively would take both vision and focus. Imagine for a moment that the 22 Unitarian Universalist congregations in New Hampshire were able to gain a consensus on just a few issues and raise those issues effectively in 22 New Hampshire cities and towns. We're only 3,500 Unitarian Universalists in the state of New Hampshire, but perhaps we have the capacity to provide the lever or the tipping point that moves mountains if we were able to move together, focus, and frame a common message. But everybody who knows Unitarian Universalists knows that we are a notoriously independent-minded bunch. Some say that our symbol ought to be the question mark, not the chalice. And I'd say Unitarian Universalists are spiritually and morally unified on a few things. It's our belief that Unitarian Universalists working together could provide that lever to help the nation move beyond the polarization of left and right to something that's far more important and far more effective, and that's engaged democracy. As Unitarian Universalists, we affirm the principles of UUism. In particular, that fifth principle, we, as Unitarian Universalists, affirm and promote the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in society at large. Our task at this crucial moment in history, poised between red and blue, is to ask, what makes democracy really work? And we put out this challenge to those of you who are from the Nashua area. Why Nashua? We happen to be in one of the most key states in the entire country, and Nashua happens to be one of the most key areas in the entire state of New Hampshire. At New Hampshire Faithful Democracy, we have some great ideas, and we have the support of our denomination, and we're seeking your support as a congregation to use your most creative imagination and put your energy into fostering democracy in your community, fostering a democracy that includes rich and poor and black and white, voter empowerment programs, providing information and community dialogue, effective citizen engagement in the statewide legislature, in advocacy. Those are the kinds of programs that we have been developing over a year. And we have the support of our denomination at the UUA. The issues that they're fostering are identity-based ministries, like race and homophobia. And your congregation itself has taken a lead in looking at racism and also at homophobia as an issue. And also the issues of church and state are national issues from the UUA. The UUSC is taking three lead issues, economic justice, fostering living wages, and environmental issues and civil liberties. But in New Hampshire, our job, the way we frame it, is to see how to make a democratic process work between congregations. And here, we have had the use of a steering committee that has created focus issues for the state. But our question is, can we get a model together that isn't being done anywhere else in the country, that could be done here in New Hampshire, that would provide a model for how Unitarian Universalist churches can work together in a cohesive whole, statewide, to provide focus? And we're asking, I'm asking your church, if you would consider, would you work with us, would you think about providing a key link in that model? So I hope you'll come join us in the fellowship hour after the service and open the dialogue and continue the dialogue. Thank you so much.
Pam, thanks for being with us this morning. And as if she's whetted your appetite to look at some of the ideas she has, please come join with her and other members of our Social Justice Committee following the at 11:30, as you know, give you a chance to get a cup of coffee and get underway. Last Sunday, we had the pleasure of meeting our intern for this year, Joyce Stewart, and she will now lead us in our words for reflection.